You are listening to Homecoming to Self, The Journey, a space for alignment, for authenticity, and for living in harmony with your soul's purpose. I am your host, Sylvia Morrison, transformation coach, humanitarian, and a passionate believer in the power of coming home to self. Here we explore conversations and teachings that awaken clarity, invite courage, and deepen belonging. So let's breathe, let's align, and together, let's come home. Before we begin, let's take a breath together. Let your body settle and your shoulders soften. Let yourself arrive here. Welcome to Homecoming to Self, The Journey. I am your host, Sylvia Morrison. Today, I want to talk about what happens after you begin trusting yourself again. When you know something is true, but you're not quite sure how to live it day by day. If you've ever thought, I know there's more for me, I just don't know how to live it without burning myself out, this episode is for you. I'm so happy that you are here. I'll tell you a personal story. Long before I became a certified dream builder coach and a life mastery consultant, I was already living my purpose as an educator and as a humanitarian. I was building libraries, providing educational resources for children in rural communities in Ghana, West Africa. Work that lit me up. I was on purpose. I was passionate about this work, and I still am. Later, coaching entered my life as I considered stepping away from the classroom. Coaching was a natural place to enter into. I had been practicing those skills, and I have the experience and expertise and lived knowledge and experiences. So coaching entered my life, and instead of replacing my humanitarian work, it actually expanded it. Over time, I began to feel split. Being a coach, being a humanitarian, being in service, being in leadership. My mind kept going back and forth. I didn't know how to choose, and I didn't know how to bring them together. So I didn't. I did everything. I was online, in meetings, in the early hours of the morning and the late hours of the night. I was speaking at events, coordinating library projects across various communities, coaching clients. I was living on adrenaline, a constant high, loving what I'm doing, living my purpose, living my passion. And that passion cost me. My relationship suffered. My self-care disappeared. Yes, I was alive and breathing, but fun, self-care, taking time to chill, enjoying many other things that I like doing in my life, those were put on hold. I wasn't living my life anymore. I was living my passion. And you probably know that living passionately day after day after day, it's like a fuse that is burning, 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 burning. It didn't go so well. Even though I knew that the pace wasn't sustainable, I kept going because somewhere inside me lived this belief that if I pause from doing some of the things that I'm doing, serving in the way that I am serving, coaching, leading, practicing in the ways that I show up, I would be letting somebody down. And I didn't want to let anyone down. There were people who were depending on me in various ways. And so purpose meant sacrifice. Rest felt selfish. Stopping, that felt dangerous. So I kept going. Eventually, my body, my wise body, made the decision for me. During a physical breakdown, yes, I said that, physical breakdown, I found myself on my bathroom floor, partially conscious. It was after a day, a beautiful day, living passionately. That morning, I had a talk. I went and did a talk for an audience of over 600 educators and parents. And I came home from that meeting, that event, and I had two online meetings back to back, followed by a short break and a coaching session. And by the end of all that, late in the afternoon, I walked into my bedroom, threw myself on the bed, thinking, I'm just going to take a moment here. Smile on my face. I had been on a high that day. It just felt so good. All the things I did that day, every place in which I was that day, I loved it. I loved the transformation that I was causing in my life and other people's lives. But in this moment, here I was on my bathroom floor. How did I get there? I don't know. I was unconscious. Don't know how what happened or how it happened. And so, as I found myself partially conscious on the floor, whispering a prayer, that's where I came to somewhat conscious. I heard myself saying, Mama, please help me. My mom had transitioned many years ago, but I know that her presence is always with me. And so, in this state of unconsciousness, I was praying to her to help me. That moment changed everything for me. As I slowly recovered after having many doctor's visits and lots of treatments, I was slowly recovering. I was guided to a revolutionary practice. Yes, revolution as I was recovering. What was this revolutionary practice, you ask? I can feel your curiosity. the revolutionary practice of rest. Not rest as collapse. Collapse is what I did on the bathroom floor. Not rest as reward. So I should burn myself out and then go on vacation for a week, a few days to reward myself. No. Rest as a daily practice. I now teach that to my clients. Rest as an essential daily practice, as essential as brushing my teeth. I do that twice, sometimes three times a day. Rest as ordinary as taking a shower. Yes, we do that every day. I began sensing into my body and paying attention, checking in, sometimes standing barefoot on the earth and allowing it to ground me, sensing my body, sensing the support from Mother Earth, sometimes just looking up at the sky and noticing the clouds as they drift by. And by engaging in these simple practices and rest, something surprising happened. These small grounding practices didn't take me off purpose. I wasn't on holidays from my purpose. They brought me into purpose, grounded, inspired, connected, and human. You see, I forgot to be human. I was just passionately living my passion on purpose, forgetting that this human frame is what carries this soul around, and therefore honoring it means attending to it on a daily basis, moment by moment, checking in and serving it as well, this body. Here's what I've learned and what I want you to hear today. Purpose does not require sacrificing your life. I'll repeat that. Purpose does not mean or require you to sacrifice your life. Purpose lives in how you choose, how you pace yourself, how you care for your body, and how you honor your humanity. What if living on purpose didn't mean suffering? What if it meant being fully alive? Because we've believed for so long that living on purpose means sacrificing, many women that I speak with, many women that I know, some of the women who I coach, are afraid to live on purpose. And so we say, I don't know what my purpose is. Why? Because we've been taught that living on purpose means sacrificing the rest of my life. And so we wait. You put it off, you're waiting for the right time until the kids are grown, until you retire, until. But if we believed, and if we came to the truth that living on purpose means being fully alive, I would choose my purpose now, would you? I see so many women waiting, waiting for the right time, waiting for clarity, waiting for the time when they feel ready. You know why we don't feel ready? Because we think we need to sacrifice. They say to me, I don't know my purpose. I have already waited too long. I don't have the skills. These are some of the reasons that I hear from women. And I wonder, what if the reason purpose feels so distant is because it's been framed as something that must hurt? Is that the reason? Could that be the reason? We think, we've been told, we've heard, we believe that living on purpose will hurt. You must sacrifice everything to follow your dream. I'm here to tell you it is not so. You can live on purpose, fully alive, having fun, attending to your human frame, and serving your purpose. This week, I invite you to choose one small embodied practice that will help you to feel grounded, grounded in your body, grounded on the earth. Not anything dramatic, not anything performative, something simple, just one small way of honoring your body and your truth. That is purpose being practiced. Take a deep breath in and exhale. We're here to live on purpose. We are here to live on purpose. You're already here. And you already know more than you think. Purpose isn't waiting for you to collapse like I did. I'm here to support you so that you don't have to collapse. Purpose is not calling you to burn your life down. No. Purpose is you living and trusting what you already know. I'll repeat that. Purpose is you living and trusting what you already know. It is within you. And what is within you for you to bring out will save you. And what is in you for you to bring out that you choose not to bring out could destroy you. So, as you come to the realization that purpose is you living and trusting what you already know, I want to say thank you. Thank you for being here with me for this episode of Homecoming to Self, the journey. In our next episode, we'll explore what it means to cross the threshold, to meet fear with courage, without drama. So until then, be gentle with yourself and keep coming home to you. Homecoming to self, the journey. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for joining me in this episode of Homecoming to Self, the journey. if something you heard touched you deeply and helped you to remember a deeper truth, please share with a friend or someone else that you think could benefit from this information. I am your host, Sylvia Morrison, and I am looking forward to being with you in the next episode. In the meantime, keep moving forward. And remember, your soul already knows the way. This is homecoming to self, the journey.